In the heat of the night.
That's Ray Charles, of course. Getting ready for this conversation because the Edge Center for the Arts starts a classic movie series this Thursday nights at 6:30. This time they're featuring the 1967 film In the Heat of the Night. It stars Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier. Jack Nackbar's retired film and pop culture professor. He puts this series together and he joins us now. Jack, thanks for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Heidi.
Getting you ready there with the music, aren't we?
That's right. Hit number 33 on the chart. In 1967, that did, as a matter of fact. So it was kind of a little bit of a breakout hit, and the music was written by Quincy Jones, who did the music for the movie, which won an Oscar for the best the best soundtrack, and then it won a Grammy Award for the best soundtrack. So,
oh wow,
yeah, it had some credentials.
No kidding. So why'd you choose this film, In the Heat of the Night?
Well, you know, it's hard to believe, Heidi, but it's 51 years old, 1967. I should have shown it last year, probably. But I think it's a movie that is about a culture clash between what, in effect, was the Old South, even though it was contemporary at the time in the 60s. It takes place in a southern town that is still segregated. African Americans are held to, you know, are stuck in their own neighborhood. They are stuck in menial jobs. The city council is determined to keep them in their place. It's kind of like a, you know, way out of date, in effect, community, although realistic for 1967. The Civil Rights Act was only, you know, 3-4 years old at the time, and it really hadn't permeated a lot of these communities. And into that comes this bright, talented northern black man who they need to help solve a crime. And obviously, he's from the north. His education, his cultural circumstances have been somewhat different, and there's a really big clash. I mean, a number of the people in this town want to kill him, and all he's trying to do is find out, you know, who murdered a town benefactor. And it seems to me that it's really, you know, it's no secret now that everybody knows that the country is ideologically torn to pieces right now. And people can't talk to each other. People are screaming at each other at public meetings. And that this movie, although different circumstances, is really a reflection of that. And the movie kind of is about how the redneck police chief and the civil rights-oriented black man learned to work together to solve a crime, something I think that we all need to learn right now.
So Jack, I haven't seen the movie, but I was able to watch a scene last night on YouTube, and I just thought the performances of Sidney Poitier and Rod Steiger in that scene alone, like when they find out he's a cop, they're in the in this room, are just stunning. Can you tell us more about what you think of these actors at this time and why it stands out?
Okay, yeah, Sidney Poitier was really at the height of his career, Heidi. He, in 1967... he had three big major hits, and as a matter of fact, the first of those three, To Serve with Love, where he plays a teacher to some British juvenile delinquents, was still playing when this movie came out. So he had two big hit movies, and then later that year, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which was also Oscar nominated that year, was also a big hit. So he would never have another year like this again, and had been building up. He'd won an Oscar a couple years earlier for Lilies of the Field. He was a highly respected actor, and he had three major commercial successes this year. So he did some things afterwards as well, but he would never reach those kinds of heights again. Rod Steiger Who plays the cop, should have really won an Oscar in 1965 for The Pawnbroker, where he was magnificent as this Holocaust survivor trying to get by in New York and live his life till he dies, kind of meaningless. He's so traumatized. And a lot of people think this was a consolation prize, but I think people who go see this movie will be stunned about how good he is as a kind of a cliched southern redneck sheriff, kind of in the Bull Connor mold. But as we watch the movie, gradually we learn more about him. We learn that he's not quite that way, although he is a product of his southern culture and his southern roots, but he can learn. And it's a subtle change and a subtle learning about what's going on inside the man, and that Steiger really pulls this off brilliantly, so brilliantly, in fact, that he won the Oscar for this performance in 1967 as Best Actor.
In the heat of the night, it comes in 1967, and the Beatles are pretty impressive at that point, and I think in some ways there's a lot of fluff going on in the late 60s. And this, and I remember when it came out, and it was a startling film.
Yes, it was, and it was a startling film in a startling year. I think artistically, not only did the Beatles really advance rock music and the possibilities of rock music, and the concept album with Sgt. Pepper in 1967, but I think I might have mentioned in my little blurb to some of you people that that Aretha Franklin became a star that year. Now, we've just celebrated, in a way, her career with her funeral and everything. But this is the year she came out with, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You could argue it was kind of a underlying beginnings of feminism. It was a demand for respect for the black community and for women. And so it was, and at the same time, although these positive things were going on, Newark, New Jersey, and Detroit were being burned to the ground in race riots that summer. So it was a really volatile year, a year of confrontation and violence, but also a year of interesting change.
Jack, anything to tell us about who made the film In the Heat of the Night, director, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the movie was directed by excuse me, Norman Jewison. I don't know if people have heard of him, because he's not like a big auteur star like some people, but he was a popular director in the 60s and 1970s. He kind of made his initial mark by the Cincinnati Kid, and that's what got him the job here, because people that like that Steve McQueen movie remember it takes place in New Orleans, and the feeling was that he could kind of reproduce a Southern feeling in his movie, so that was made him an early choice for this picture. But he also is notable. He did, a couple years later, he did Jesus Christ Superstar, which was a commercial success at the time, and then I think maybe what he's best known for, besides In the Heat of the Night, he made Fiddler on the Roof a couple years later, probably one of the great musicals ever made. So we're talking about a big A-list talented director here with a number of hits under his belt. And this, of course, really, really advanced. He was nominated as Best Director, didn't win. But this really advanced his prestige. It was produced by the Mirisch Corporation, and specifically by the head of that, Walter Mirisch. So this is kind of an independent film. It was released through United Artists, but it was made by this independent company and made on the cheap. It looks terrific. It has cinematography by a guy named Haskell Wexler, who would turned to some interesting directing later on, but his cinematography is wonderful in this movie. He did some great night photography here, as he did earlier in American Graffiti, and so the movie looks expensive because it's so professionally and capably done, but it was made for only $2 million. That was cheap, even in 1967.
You can see In the Heat of the Night, starring Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier. It is this Thursday, 6:30, at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork. They're beginning this season of the classic movie series. Will there be a cartoon?
There will be a cartoon from the Mirisch Corporation, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So there's a little connection there, yeah.
All right. It's free and open to the public. Jack, thanks so much for telling us about it.
It's always fun to get on with you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Heidi.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show.